use our speed.
That's what I want.
You did everything that you could.
Yes, sir. You do everything the coach told you to do.
There wasn't one more thing that you could have done.
Yes, sir. All of you around that ball. All of you.
Can you live in that moment?
Yes, sir.
If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
Now, Chicagoland's premier prep football recap show. This is Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN. Here's your host, Sam Panionovich.
Yes, high school football is back. The 13-week journey to a championship starts tonight. Season premiere of Preps Plus 2017, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Sam Panionovich, Kevin Powell.
I think I said the exact same thing last year at this time, that it just sneaks up on you.
It really
does. You blink, you're like, holy crap, we got high school football.
Pretty soon it's going to be October, and then it'll be November. I do love, my favorite part about high school football is when you get the snowy Friday night, when you can't see the yard markers and you don't know where the first down is, and these teams that are spread them out type offenses like Marist, who all they do is throw, Naperville Central, all they do is throw, and they are forced to run. It's the best part about high school football. And these kids, 16, 17, and 18, they put it all on the line. And you played high school football. I didn't play high school football. You know the passion and the energy that this sport brings, not only to Chicago, but the whole area in general.
Yeah, and you know, once high school football season ends, if you're an underclassman, the preparation for next season begins immediately. Whether you're playing another sport, whether you're playing basketball or wrestling, for most kids, it's almost always to be prepping for football. And then, of course, when summer comes, there's camp after camp, and then two-a-days. They still do two-a-days. Last health got that. And then next thing you know, you blink, and it's week one. And, you know, you're sort of pumped for school to start because you're like, you want the games to be here.
You hate school, but you want to play. You want to wear that jersey on Friday.
You're sweating all summer. You got all these tough practices. You're like, I just want to go play a game. And when this day comes, you're nervous. You're nervous because you don't really know. I mean, some of these teams, it's like in college football, too. They come in, they're a top-ranked team. And the next thing you know, you know, it's a wake-up call in week one. So, and we've got a good one tomorrow, Sam. I'm pumped about that. Glenbard West, Maine South, 1-2 to start the season off. I love it. Doesn't get much better than that.
That's the way it's going to start tomorrow. We'll talk to Chad Hetlett, the head coach of number one Glenbard West. That'll be about 10:20. You know the deal with our show. You help us, we help you. We've got scores. Kevin will have scores. We'll do 10:15, 10:45. You help us, we help you. If you're at a game, coming home from a game, give us a text, give us a call, 312-981-7200. We'll do the best we can to get the big scores out of the way early, and then a full scoreboard at 10:45. We'll also talk to Mike Helfgott. He's our prep expert. That'll be after 10:30. And the writers this year, Mike Clark in the Chicago Tribune family, Bob Narang, Rich Mayer, and a new guy this year. I've been following him for years. He does Coach's Corner, the TV show. He's a Southsider, Pat DeSebato. He's going to join us very shortly. He was at number 4 Lincoln Way East against Crete Moni. But that's the deal. For the scores, send them in. We'll give them to you, 10:15, 10:45. That's what it's all about. You want to know what your team did? Rob Martier wants to know about Glenbrook South. What did the Titans do? We got you covered. What did Hersher do, our engineer, Adam Phillips?
Oh, Hersher's up big, like 39-0 against a team. And I said the high school name to Adam, and he hadn't even heard of him. But Hersher's winning.
And Hersey?
Hersey is winning. They're up 41-0 on Zion. So.
And my caravan with a big win over Taft, 53-0.
They
nice covered
start.
The spread.
Wait,
I think
so
spread
are we undefeated
50.
At GN right now?
I think we all are.
Because Kaufman's McHenry beat Crystal Lake South big. Dan Long, we may need a high school check-in for you. Producer Dan Long killing up behind the glass. Right now, I got to check in for Roger Badish in the news. I believe Evanston was winning. He's a Cats guy. Go Cats. So I think we're undefeated at GN so far tonight. It's a good night.
That's a good sign. Let's welcome to the show Preps Plus Chicago, brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The first time since I've been hosting, he's a true Southsider, Pat DeSebato. From the Chicago Tribune media family, the Daily Southtown. What's up, Pat? How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on board.
Lincoln Way East 27, Crete Moni 7. We've heard for months about Lincoln Way's defense. The Griffins always bring it on that side of the ball. Was that the story tonight?
That was the story. They applied considerable pressure on Crete Moni quarterback Isaiah Rucker. Secondary did a great job. Had a couple of interceptions by Desmond Shelton and Max Cesario. Cesario's pick was huge. Crete was driving in the red zone. He came up with a pick at the 13-yard line and took it to the 50. So yeah, they did a nice job. They really prevented an explosive Cream Oney offense from really hitting on that big play, other than a long touchdown. I think it was a 48-yard touchdown pass when it was 27-0. Great job by the defense.
Lincoln Way East has a Northwestern recruit, Devin O'Rourke, the defensive end. What did you see from him tonight?
Yeah, he was very disruptive. The front four was outstanding. O'Rourke had a sack. And, yeah, they had Rucker on the run a lot, and they really didn't allow Crete to go for broke on many pass plays. They had to really go under coverage a lot. East was dropping back seven guys at a time. So, you know, Crete tried to take what they were what East was giving them, but they just couldn't really sustain many drives.
Pat, how much fun did you have putting together your list? I read your article, I think it was last week. You picked the Southland's 10 greatest high school quarterbacks. We don't always focus on Friday night. We focus on the big picture. You've got my guy, Donovan McNabb. He's not even in the top five. Here's your top five. Steve Walker at Lockport, 5. Jake Christensen, who had a great career at Lockport, 4. Corey Paws, 3, Lincoln Way. 2, Quincy Woods at Rich East. And Antoine Randall L. from Thornton, number 1. How much fun was that to put together?
Well, it was a lot of fun. And I have to say, that was just during my 28-year career covering high school football. So I didn't go beyond.
Well, nothing else matters, Pat. Nothing else matters. It's
That's
just true. That
That's
spectrum.
True. That is true, but I was blessed to really cover some great, great quarterbacks and just great athletes from the area throughout the years. But, you know, and hit me up, primarily Caravan people, like, hey, how can McNabb, he's the most accomplished quarterback, you know, in Southland history. I'm like, yeah, he was most accomplished in the NFL. I'm talking specifically about high school. Great quarterback. I thought those five guys, in regards to quarterbacks in high school, they impressed me a little bit more.
Well, the knock on McNabb in high school, and I went to Mount Carmel, so that's probably some of my crew that was hitting you up.
Exactly.
But
oh,
he didn't have arm accuracy, right? He was a good runner. He had the big arm, but he couldn't really locate. Wasn't that the knock on him?
Right. He was kind of like, and I'm baiting myself a little bit, it was kind of like Vince Evans, the old Bears quarterback. He could throw it 100 miles per hour, but he really didn't know where it was going. But, you know, he was dynamic. He was a very good quarterback, but, you know, I just didn't see him as a top five. It was tough. Believe me, man. From 1 to 10, I left a few guys off that list that definitely, you know, I had to think long and hard about. But, yeah, it was fun to put that together, and I knew it was going to get some feedback, and not everyone was going to agree with me. You know, and it's just like the Carmel fans. You know what I'm saying, Sam? I put two guys in the top 10. Jordan Lynch was my, number seven or number eight.
Yeah.
And Donovan, the only school, which is not like quarterback U. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
But they got two guys in the top 10, and I'm still catching some heat.
It's
but
not enough, Pat. It's not
people.
Enough. You know how it goes.
Exactly.
Welcome to the family, Pat DiCebedo from the Chicago Tribune family. He covered Lincoln Way East over Crete Moni 27-7. Check him out, the Coach's Corner TV show. I was watching the episode you did with St. Rita's head coach. Was it Mike Zunica? I was watching that, I think, last year. He's a good dude, man. I love what you do for the South Side, and it's great to have you on the show.
I appreciate it, Sam. Anytime.
He's on Twitter, at DiCebedo, D-I-S-A. Oh, I turned my own mic off there instead of muting Pat. D-I-S-A-B-A-T-O. A little bit rusty here. It's week one, Danny Long. Don't give me that look. It's week one. Let's get our first check of the scores here. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Making people better by making medicine better. Here's Kevin Powell.
Game scores.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
All right, we'll start with the top 20. Glenbard West and Maine South, the top two schools in the state, will face tomorrow a much-anticipated kickoff to this high school football season. It's at Glenbard West, a 1:30 kickoff. Wabonzi, number 3 in the top 20, tied with Lake Park late, 21-21. That's late in the second half. Lincoln Way East over Crete Moni, 27-7. Prairie Ridge just edges out Cary Grove, 7-6. Loyola will play Phillips tomorrow. That's another anticipated game. Northside versus Southside. A couple powerhouses there facing off. Homewood Flossmoor beat Michigan City 63-21. Homewood Flossmoor's offense continues to shine. Naperville Central beat Glenbard North 37-7. Lake Zurich over Fremd 21-3. And maybe our first big upset of the season, Sam. Palatine fell to Stevenson 14-7. Palatine, the 11th-ranked school in the state. A late stop by Stevenson's D. Palatine was driving in there at Stevenson's 14-yard line. Weren't able to convert on fourth down. And Stevenson clinches the upset. Number 12, Marist against number 15, Brother Rice. The battle on Pulaski.
Uh-oh.
That's tied late, 14-14. We'll get you the score there as soon as we have it. Mount Carmel, a big win over Taft, 53-0. Again, Phillips will face Loyola tomorrow. A couple other scores from around the state. Richmond, Burton over Wakanda, 27-14. Bennett over St. Lawrence, 49-21. Nequa over Matilla Valley, 35-7. Late in the fourth quarter, Addison Trail leading Glenbard South, 28-0. Wheaton Academy beating West Chicago, 21-0. My Hersey Huskies late in that game. They're up 41-0 on Zion Benton. Goldsberry, their quarterback. He's my boy. He's off to a hot start.
Yeah, buddy.
Wheaton North beat Wheaton Warrenville South, 19-14. Hinsdale South over Prospect, 20-0. I guess the Bears practicing at Prospect. Prospect High School didn't help them too much to start the year.
They're your biggest rival. I knew you'd take a shot at Prospect.
They're one of the big rivals.
Yeah.
Buffalo Grove is right there for the Hersey Huskies. We'll get them later on in the year. McHenry, that's Justin Kaufman's school, a 50-13 win over Crystal Lake South. Glenbrook South defeat Urban Prep 42-0. Batavia over Lamont, 21-0. Oak Park River Forest takes down Simeon in a close thriller, 29-28. Larkin over Mundelein, 14-3. Huntley beat Jacobs, 30-7. Johnsburg over Plano, 70-0. It's a little lopsided score.
70-0.
Feel bad for Plano on that
one. Oh, man.
Throw the damn towel. Crystal Lake Central over Grant, 37-21. DeKalb over Moline, 49-21. That's a look at your Preps Plus scoreboard. Another one coming up at 45, and I'm looking forward to if anybody has that final score, Brother Rice, Marist, I know everybody's looking forward to that matchup. Send it in, 312-981-7200, or give producer Dan a call, and we'll relay the score to everybody else.
I know you gave the Lions score, but a couple texters here hopping on late. Lions Township, they beat Sandburg 33-22. Keep the text coming in, 312-981-7200.
Now, back to Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
Preps Plus is the place to talk to the coaches that you need to hear from, the only place on Chicago radio to do that. And how about this guy? He's been on our show multiple times. He's the head coach. The Tribune papers have Glenbard West at number one. Chad Hetlett, the head man for the Hilltoppers. Coach, welcome back to Preps Plus.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You don't waste any time scheduling a bear of an opponent in week one. Number one, Glenbard West. Number two, Maine South. Unfortunately, we have to wait until Saturday at 1:30. What are your thoughts on that matchup? That's right out of the gate. You're not messing around at all.
Well, I think we like to have a carrot game for our kids in the off season. You know, we've always tried to build up. We only have one game that we can actually schedule because of our conference schedule and a crossover. So we have one game that we can get out, and, you know, we'd played Bolingbroke for 2 years, and prior to that we'd played Wheaton South. So always wanted to, you know, you kind of want to match up with different teams, and we've missed Maine South a couple times when we had been in the 8A playoffs. Or 2000, you know, when we were in 7A and 8A. So we have nothing but respect for Maine South. And again, we're, you know, looking forward to the challenge that the game will bring.
Another trip to the semis last year. That's 7 in your last 9 years. The team 10-3 last year, but a loss to Loyola at home. What was the offseason like for the program? How was the mindset for the kids coming back?
You know, I think it was a great mindset. You know, it's like anything. I mean, Loyola was a great program, and, you know, we're a team that's been traditionally in 7A, and when you go into 8A, there is a little bit of a different beast that's lurking up there. And, you know, I think we just kind of got beat down during the run of the playoffs, but our offseason was really good. I mean, I think that, you know, their eyes are on the prize, and I think when you come away from a semifinal loss and you feel disappointed, your program's in the right place. And our kids feel like they have something to prove coming back this year. So, and again, like I said, when you know that you're opening up with Maine South, there's no missing, off-season training, you know.
Last year you told me it was running back by committee, and that's usually how you pull things there at Glenbard West. But two guys stood out, Ryan Diver and Dre Thomas. They combined for 2,000 yards. I assume those are the guys, 1A and 1B, that'll carry the load this year.
Absolutely. Those two guys come back as leaders to our team, and I think they combined for 2,000 yards plus rushing last year. So that's, for what we do, to have those two guys back is truly important.
I look at some of these write-ups on your team, and usually when I get to August, I start diving into the teams, and I always say, well, Glenbard West is going to bring it defensively. The hitters will do what they do. They're going to hit. But everything I read says the offense is maybe the best it's been there, but the defense is a work in progress. I can't imagine that's all that true.
You know, I think a lot of it is numbers coming back. You know, I think, you know, with some of the kids we have coming back on offense, you know, Pierce, our receiver, having, you know, 12 to 15 Division I offers and being that, you know, big name, and our two running backs being bigger names, I think that there's a lot of attention on the offensive side of the ball. And I would say that our offense would be ahead of our defense with, you know, with where we're at right now. But it doesn't mean, you know, it's a complete retool on defense. It just means that there's a little bit more coming back from the offensive side of the ball. And I think our defense will be just fine. But, you know, when you open up against Maine South, it's hard to really tell how we're going to be. So, I don't know that tomorrow is a great indicator or not, because, you know, Maine South is as explosive as anybody in the state of Illinois. So, but, yeah, I mean, I think that our offense is probably ahead of where our defense is right now.
I know you'll be trying to find Fotis tomorrow, too, their stud running back. The offense can set the tone, though, in practice, right? If you say the offense is ahead of the defense, sometimes a defense on your own squad, they can get better just in practice playing the best.
We played against a very good offense all summer, you know, in our own. And so when you're doing that, you get better. And, you know, we're going against one of the best receivers in the state. We're going against two of the best running backs in the state. You know, and so with that being said, I mean, it made us better. And it confuses you because you don't know how good your defense is. Maybe it is pretty decent. You know, we haven't played a game yet. So, but the kids are working hard. And like I said, we're playing against good opponents all summer long because it's a pretty stout offense.
Chad Hetlett, head coach at Glenbard West, the Hilltoppers number one in the Tribune papers. They're at home tomorrow at Dushan Field against number two Maine South. I'm looking at the West Suburban Silver here. You guys number one, Lions number seven, Hinsdale Central number 18, Oak Park, you can never count Oak Park out, and John Hurster, they're always ready to play. This is as deep as it's been in the last 10 years in the West Silver, is it not?
I think it's been like that. I think it's a little bit, you know, I think that Hinsdale and Oak Park and Lions Township have been there. I mean, they've all made good runs in the playoffs, and I think that, you know, from the 11 years I've been at West, I think those guys have been all right there each year. So, and with, you know, potential to make deep runs of themselves. So, I you know, with the rankings being the way they are, you know, I think some people are paying a little bit more attention to LT, but LT does an amazing job. They have great talent. Same thing with Hinsdale Central, and they're always right there. And, you know, Oak Park is as talented as most teams. And, you know, and the rest of the conference, Downers North and York and Proviso West always provide – it's a tough – I mean, it's every game is like a heavyweight fight. So it's a tough conference. And I would put it up there with any conference in the state of Illinois, top to bottom.
That was the next question. Best conference in Chicagoland? Question mark?
You know, I would say I definitely think it can compete with any conference. I mean, from top to bottom, I think each year we produce some of the best teams in the bigger and larger brackets. In the last 20 years, I think the West Suburban Silver, you know, with different teams having their runs, you know, have won multiple state championships. So, I mean, I think you can put us with, you know, just about any conference in the state.
When I told a couple people you were coming on the show, they said, that guy's nuts. Why would they say that? They said that because you actually coach your defense. You have a website, championshipsystems.com, where you coach you tell them how to play your defense. Why do you do that? You're giving away your game plan.
You know, I think part of the game, you know, with me owning that system, I was, you know, I've spoke for Glacier Clinics for the last 10 years, and I was approached in 2012 to build a system because they felt like, you know, a lot of people were interested in how we did it, you know, when they'd hear me speak in different states. So, you know, I learned everything I learned, somebody shared with me, and I think that's the, you know, that's why we need to have more sharing in football. Everybody's afraid to, like, they have got the secret on everything. And I think when you start to share and you open up, and honestly, the people that I've gone around and spoke to about our defense, I've learned more from them than they've probably learned from me, because you get asked different things, you know, like, hey, well, how would you do this? How would you do that? And, you know, you're confronted with different things that maybe you haven't thought about. So I think we've grown as a defense by just being able to share with other people what we do and how we do it. And so, yeah, I mean, I think some people are like, wow, they give everything away. But the reality of it is, I mean, we're just sharing. And I think it's at the end of the game, it's not about the wins and losses. It's about, you know, if this defense works for you, that's great. I'm glad, because somebody had helped me get to where I'm at. And if anything I can do can help somebody, you know, then that's great.
It's easy to respect that, but I've got the site up right here, the 3-3 defense, playbooks, drills, support, updates. Coach Hetley will walk you through. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. This guy's putting his game plan on the internet. That's fascinating to me.
You know, I think when it comes down to it, it's blocking and tackling and passion of the game. So, you know, it's not, you know, there are no secrets with what we do defensively. I mean, and when we break down a team, it's you're not going to find that in there, because it would be specific to that team. But, I mean, you definitely could figure out a good idea about how we're going to do things defensively. But I'm okay with that.
The success speaks for itself. 8 times you've won the West Suburban Silver, 7 state semi-appearances in 9 years, 2 state titles, 1-12, 1-15, yet you stay hungry and you're looking ahead to the future. The Hilltoppers will succeed in 2017 if what?
I think if, you know, we continue to be successful running the ball, and we continue to be successful stopping the run. Those have been the keys to our success, you know, on those two games. And we've also been very dynamic in our special teams. So I think if those three things happen for us, particularly, like I said, being able to stop opponents running the ball and for us to be able to run the ball, I think we'll have a very successful season.
That's Chad Hetlett, head coach for number 1 Glenbard West. The Hilltoppers at home tomorrow against number 2 Maine South. Get out to Deshaun Field at 1:30 on Saturday. Thanks again, coach. Always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you so much.
High school scores, stats, and stories. Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
Thank you, Rob. Moving right along, season premiere, Preps Plus Chicago 2017, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. 312-981-7200. Keep those scores rolling in. Kevin Powell has a full scoreboard in about 5 minutes from now. But first, we go back to the phones. So happy to have him back on the team this year. Our preps expert from the Chicago Tribune, he's the coach. There's only one coach, and his name is Mike Helfgott. Welcome back.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Talked to you earlier today. Got a little bit of our deal in order about just the state of high school football in Illinois. And usually, Mike, when we look at the docket and the list of teams in the top 20, there's a powerhouse that usually stands out. You look at this team in August and you think, that team will win a state title. Is that the case this year in 2017? Is there a clear-cut favorite?
I don't see it. I don't see a dominant team. I mean, certainly we have powerhouses in terms of, schools and programs, and a lot of those same programs are going to be very good again this year. But I don't see one great, clear number one team to start the year. Prairie Ridge finished the year 14-0 last year, won the 6A title, not 7-8 or 8-8, but 6A, was the number one team to end last year, has their, you know, best players back. But the kind of schedule they're going to play, I mean, it would be kind of hard, and I can see why they're not number one right now to start out in the Tribune.
Well, this is sort of, in some ways, a preview show because it's week one, obviously, and, well, we're not exactly familiar with all the teams and the players. Who is a player to watch this year? Who's, in your mind, the best player in the state?
Player in terms of a high school player production on the field, I think you got to start with Samson Evans, Prairie Ridge's option quarterback. Rushed for over 2,000 yards last year, 43 touchdowns, I believe it was. He has something like 70-something rushing touchdowns in a two-year quarterback career at varsity. He was actually a receiver as a freshman. Also a threat to throw. Just an absolutely terrific high school player. We've got a really good group of quarterbacks this year overall. From a recruiting standpoint, the number one guy is Solorio's Quincy Patterson. He's a Virginia Tech recruit. He really fits the mold, you know, in terms of what a big-time college quarterback is supposed to look like, size, strength, speed, arm strength. And he's in for a big season. Hard for a guy like that, though, and through no fault of his own, kind of schedule he plays, it's hard for a guy like that, A, to be seen a lot, and B, to put up the kind of credentials, what we're looking for out of a player of the year. Other top players coming back, we've got Fotis Kokosiulis, Maine South's running back.
Say what?
Committed to Northern. I might not have said it right once, so I'm certainly not going to do it twice.
Fotis, we call him Fotis, the Maine South.
That's
stud.
The guy.
Fotis.
That's the guy.
He's like Cher. He's like Bono. You know, he's got one name. He's Fotis. F-O-T-I-S.
That's the guy, the Greek freak.
I like
huge
it.
Huge year as a junior last year. Helped Maine, big part of Maine South winning 8A last year, and he should be in for another big year. Maine South offense is great every year. When they got a kid like that, it's money in the bank that he's going to have a big year. Other quarterbacks that really are in for big years, Eric Mooney out in Huntley, just a great athlete. I think he's a 4.5 kid, if not faster, as a runner, also has a good arm. I think some Ivies are looking at him, but in terms of a high school player, there aren't many more exciting than he is.
Hey, don't forget about my boy Goldsberry at Hersey. I know you're keeping an eye on my Hersey Huskies this year, Mike.
I have heard of him. I was going to forget about him, but
he's heard of him.
He's heard of him. Certainly, he is a good player. I mean, there really are a lot of them. Is the point? One that I'd like to point out, who looks like he played really well tonight, is Peyton Thorne of Naperville Central, transfer from Atilla Valley. Yeah. He's only a junior. He's the son of North Central and former Wheaton South coach John Thorne, and he looks like he's in for a big year. And based on what Naperville Central did tonight, I think that's clearly a team to look out for at this point.
Yeah, you're right about there being, you know, a bunch of quarterbacks. Even Ben Bryan at Lions, who's committed to Cincinnati, he's another one.
Absolutely.
I'm looking at Samson Evans's page, his recruiting page. It looks like he's a commit to Iowa. It says hard commit. What is a hard commit? Is there a soft commit? What's a hard commit? Tell me what a hard commit is, because Samson Evans is a hard commit to Iowa.
I wrote an article a couple of years ago about how, in terms of high school and college football, the word commitment doesn't mean what the dictionary says it means. So because it's so common, you know, from the school standpoint and the athlete standpoint, for a commitment to not lead to signing on signing day, they've actually broken down commits now into hard and soft commits, and it's all guessing until signing day anyway. None of it's official.
Mike, who do you got tomorrow? Glenbard West, Maine South.
Boy, that's a tough call. And I don't. One thing about this game, I don't think that we should take too much, you know, make too many assumptions based on who wins or loses this game, even if it's lopsided, because both of these teams are just so incredibly well coached. They're going to make adjustments. I'm going to go with Glenbard West. There have been years where Maine South has not started great, and losing to Glenbard West doesn't mean that doesn't make it a bad start. But Maine South almost always finishes better than they start, so I'll go with Glenbard West. Being at home, being at Dushan, you know, it may be as good. I think Chet Headland has said that's as good of an offense as he's had coming into a season. So I'll go with Glenbard West. I'll say 30-24.
Mike Helfgott has covered preps for over a decade for the Chicago Tribune. Curious to think about, you know, what you thought about tonight's action. Anything pop out? What caught your eye in week one?
Lincoln Way East looks awfully good. Beating Crete Moni that handily. That's always a really talented team out of Crete Moni. Lincoln Way East, Maine South, you know, looking ahead a little bit to next week. Lincoln Way East, Maine South should be a really big game, especially if Maine South figures out a way to go on the road and beat Glenbard West tomorrow. Like I said earlier, really impressed with Naperville Central doing that to Glenbard North. Glenbard North is one of those programs that's just always good because they're so well coached. So that's a really impressive win. I think it was 37-7. Stevenson, first-year head coach, figuring out a way to beat Palatine, 14-7. That's a big win for them. Joliet Catholic, that's a nice win going out and beating Geneva. They really fell off the map last year. So to open the season like that, that's big for them. IC Catholic, last year's 3A state champion, lost their star player, Jordan Roll, who's at Northern Illinois and, you know, had a lot of Big Ten looks. Great player, first-team All-State player. They went out without him and took it to Bishop Mack tonight. So that's a sign that maybe IC Catholic isn't going to fall off too far just because they lost one great player. Prairie Ridge, Cary Grove, probably the game of the night. 7-6, two big-time option offenses. You know, really impressed with the defense, but got to really be impressed with Cary Grove, even though they didn't win the game. They lost by an extra point, but the whole Prairie Ridge's offense to 7 points, and, you know, they know them very well. They're big rivals, and the fact that they both run options probably helps them defensively stopping the other one. But either way, you can hold a Samson Evans-led offense to one touchdown, you're doing something right. So it'll be interesting to see if those two meet again in the playoffs, if they do both fall into 6A. You know, a lot of close games tonight. That's always good to see. I mean, I think this year we're going to see a lot of parity, and I think it started right away this week.
That's Mike Helfgott, Chicago Tribune, on Twitter, at mhelfgott. Don't have much time, have to get to a scoreboard here. Excited, though, to have you on this season. Next week, I want to talk to you about the declining participation. You talked on the phone with me earlier today. Catholic enrollment down, the concussion studies have sort of hindered how many people are playing football in Illinois in the high school level. But just great to have you back, and we've had you on for years, and it's so good to talk to you. Good to hear your voice.
Great talking to you, Coach.
Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune. Let's do this. Let's check the scores with Kevin Powell, brought to you by Northwestern Medicine.
Tabulating game scores.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
All right, let's start with the Chicago Tribune's top 20. Again, Glenbard West, Maine South, the top two schools in the state, will face off tomorrow. Number three, Waubonsie Valley, in a tough one with Lake Park. It's been back and forth, all tied up, 28-28 right now, late in that game. Lincoln White East over Creekmoney, 27-7. Prairie Ridge edges out Cary Grove, 7-6. Loyola will take on Phillips in a Northside-Southside match. Should be a great game tomorrow afternoon. Lions over Sandberg, 33-22. Homewood Flossmoor, a big win over Michigan City, 63-21. Naperville Central beat Glenbard North, 37-7. Number 10, Lake Zurich over Frem, 21-3. Palatine upset by Stevenson, 14-7, thanks to Bruce and Morris for sending that score in. Marist over Brother Rice, a 12-15 matchup. Marist beat Brother Rice 23-14. Mount Carmel blank Taft 53-0.
Oh, yeah.
Nice win for Sammy's school there. New Trier over York 31-0. St. Rita Big over St. Pat's 49-21. Hinsdale Central will play St. Xavier in Cincinnati, in Cincy tomorrow. That's one of the best high school football programs in the country. Cary Grove, number 19, lost to Prairie Ridge, as I mentioned, 7-6. Montini over Hyde Park, 51-8. Some other scores around the state. Wilmington over Ottawa. Some Central Illinois action right there. 35-20, Wilmington beating Ottawa. Barrington over Warren, 34-20. Woodstock beats Gary Westside, 41-6. St. Vider over Rolling Meadows, 23-19. Elgin beat East Aurora, 22-20. Lincoln Way Central, big win over Lake Central, 41-0. St. Charles East over Rock Island, 41-7. Leo Catholic beat Lane Tech 21-13 at Soldier Field. That had been fun for those kids. Conant over Bartlett 17-2. Lockport top Downers Grove North 14-0. Marion Central Woodstock 33 over Oakview, Wisconsin. 33-25 the final score there. Bloomington Central Catholic over Pontiac 14-17. Joliet Catholic, as you heard Mike Helfgott and Sam talking about, a nice win over Geneva, 34-27 to get their season going. DeKalb over Moline, 49-21. Crystal Lake Central beating Grant, 37-21. Johnsburg, 70. Plano, 0.
Woo!
Tough lopsided victory
there. How do you recover?
Got to bear down after that. Huntley over Jacobs, 30-27. Larkin topping Mundelein, 14-3. Oak Park River Forest edges out Simeon, 29-28 in a thriller. Batavia shutting out Lamont, 21-0. Glenbrook South, Rob Martyrs, WGN Radio's very own Rob Martyrs.
Go Titans!
Go Titans, AO. Nice win over Urban Prep, 42-0. McHenry!
Yeah.
That's Robbie. Yeah. McHenry, Justin Kaufman School, a 50-13 win over Crystal Lake South. Hinsdale South over Prospect, 20-0. Wheaton North beating Wheaton Warrenville South, 19-14. Myerhurst Yuskies, 41-0 over Zion Benton late in that game. Wheaton Academy blanking West Chicago, 21-20. Addison Trail also pitching a shutout, 28-0 over Glenbard South. New Trier over York, 31-0. Nequa over Mattia, 35-7. Bennett over St. Lawrence, 49-27. Richmond Burton starting off the season 1-0 with a 27-14 win over Wakanda. That's your Preps Plus scoreboard. And thank you to all for the listeners texting and calling in these scores, 312-981-7200. The more you help us, the more we can help everybody else get the scores from around the state.
I am full from that scoreboard. That is the biggest scoreboard I've ever heard.
Give me the oxygen mask.
That's Kevin Powell. Coming up next, we will go to the game of the week. Mike Clark from the Tribune family. He was at Maris Brother Rice on the south side. That's next. Preps Plus 720 WGN.
The Preps Plus Chicago game of the week.
Oh, I love to hear from Kaz on Preps Plus. Glenn Kozlowski, you'll hear him soon. Hamp, OB, and Kaz coming back. That'll be not this Sunday, not the next Sunday. That'll be September, I believe it's September 10th. That'll be the first episode of Bears Pulse Game on 720 WGN.
Which is appointment radio. You cannot miss that with Hamp, OB, and Kaz, and Mark Harmon trying to just stay alive in this studio. Final scores being sent in to us. West Aurora beat Yorkville 46-3. 779 asking about Oaklawn. The Oaklawn Spartans were down 33-20 at half. They roared back to win 40-33. Congratulations there, Oaklawn.
There you
football.
Go. Go Spartans. We've got about 4 minutes with Mike Clark, who's covering the game of the week. He is the guru in the Tribune Media family on Twitter at Mike Clark Preps. You heard the promo, the game of the week. The Battle of Pulaski, Mike, number 15, Brother Rice, at number 12, Maris. What was the story down there on the south side?
The story was a lot of cramping up. You wouldn't think that that would happen on a night like tonight. It wasn't that warm outside, but a lot of cramping up. But Gavin McCabe, IU recruit, main guy on defense for Marist, told us he had 7 coconut waters, and that kept him in the game. That was key for Marist. They wound up winning 23-14. He had a huge game, 4 tackles for loss, 10 tackles overall. So interesting thing here. Marist, been a real high-scoring team in recent years, but looks like the defense is going to be the thing this year.
I thought we were done with Skalitzkis at Marist. Apparently we have another one. I saw Billy Skalitzki. Now there's a Billy Skalitzki, a 66-yard touchdown run to put Marist on the board. How many Skalitzkis have you covered at Marist?
I can't keep track of them all.
There's so many.
Yeah, for sure. That when you see that name doing something big for Marist, you're not really surprised. He showed some real speed. He took it outside down the right sideline and he was gone. So that was really impressive.
Who do you think the best private school on the south side of Chicago is right now? If I had to put you on the spot, there's plenty of options there. You just saw 2. You saw Marist and Brother Rice. You throw in St. Rita. You throw in Mount Carmel. Who's the top dog private-wise on the south side?
Man, you're going to put me on the spot in week 1.
I had to. You know how I roll. Come on.
I know. I think, just based on what's coming back, right now, you got to look at Marist. I mean, this was a huge test for them. I mean, everybody knows what the rivalry's like, 2 miles apart on Pulaski Road. There's a lot of hype about it. I mean, they had some pregame ceremonies. They had an 18-minute halftime. A lot of distractions, but, Marist came through, got the job done. So that's, you got to give it to them. Certainly Mount Carmel is going to be up there too because of Alec Thomas, their dynamic quarterback, who's going to miss the first 2 games, miss today's game. He's going to miss the next game because of baseball commitments. So, they're going to be up there. Rita, kind of had a bounce back from last year at Soldier Field today. They lost to St. Pat's last year, came back and won pretty convincingly. So I think Rita is kind of a sleeper this year because they got a lot of skill kids back from last year under a lot of people's radar, but keep an eye on Rita as the season goes along.
Hey, Mike, before we get to news here, final score we'll give you. Lake Park upsetting number 3, Waubonsie Valley. Waubonsie going for 2 on their after scoring a touchdown late and failed a 2-point conversion. Lake Park going to upset Waubonsie Valley.
It's funny, we're talking about this now because I was hearing a little bit of buzz about Lake Park. Waubonsie, man, last year, a lot of people thought they were going to be really good. They were kind of inconsistent, got into the playoffs, had a nice win in the playoffs. But they've got a great pass-catch combination with Tanner Westwood and Charles Robinson. But, kind of hard to figure out. But the stunner that I thought, that you guys may have been talking about earlier, I'm sorry I wasn't listening, Prairie Ridge 7-6 over Cary Grove at Fox Valley is an interesting conference for sure. So that was really, surprised a lot of people, I think, but I wasn't really surprised. I mean, those 2 teams are great rivals. Cary Grove, I think, had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder this year after, bouncing out of the playoffs a little bit early last year. So that was an interesting game. And Prairie Ridge has got another tough one next week against Huntley.
He's the head honcho for the Chicago Tribune Media covering high school football, Mike Clark. Follow on Twitter at Mike Clark Preps. Last thing, real quick, number one, number two, Glenbard West, Main South tomorrow, 1:30. Who you got?
I picked Glenbard West number one, so I got to go with him, right?
You better.
I think that's going to be a high-scoring game. A lot of great offensive players on both sides. Ryan Diver, running back for Glenbard West. Fotis Kokosoulis, NIU recruit from Maine South. Those are two guys to watch. If you want to watch a couple of great running backs, maybe two of the best in the state, get out there tomorrow and watch that game.
Thanks for your time, Mike. We'll talk to you next week, week two, coming up.
Sounds good, guys.